The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping and have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle all your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off USPS and UPS. Add flexibility to your day with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
Man, AI is good, isn't it? It almost sounds like me.
Very close.
Almost sounds like me.
Younger version. Last year's version.
Yeah, should I just write that off?
I think so.
I did say that in our big prediction segment. The Minnesota Vikings are going to win the 2025 Super Bowl. I didn't say they're going to win it at some point. Were they eliminated from winning the Super Bowl last night?
No. Playoffs haven't started yet.
The tweet, by the way, follow us at Chad Hartman Show. That's me. This is Dave Harrigan. He's at Dave_Harrigan. The opening segment, an exceptional season, and then last night. Is that fair? The regular season was exceptional until last night. It was 14-2. That's exceptional.
Yeah.
It was stunning. It was unexpected. The New York Jets were about to offer us the Statue of Liberty for Kevin O'Connell. 651-461-9226. If the Jets want KOC, what do we want from New York? What do you want? Rudy?
No.
One of the delis?
Maybe we just want Cat back.
He's on my list.
Can you trade KOC for Cat?
He's on my list. How about the Bronx?
Eh.
Oh, no. I mean, don't we want a part of the state that's a long ways away?
Hey, shoot high. Let's take all of Long Island. Let's start there.
How about Manhattan? Let's really shoot high. Let's go to Manhattan.
Let's do that. That's fine. I mean, if they wanted to give us a statue, that's fine. I don't know where we'd put it.
Well, if we had a Great Lake, as John Williams once said, we could put it there. I'd love to be playing the 15th downhill treacherous, sometimes drivable par four at Northland, and then Lake Superior, there's Lady Liberty in the background.
Sure, that would be okay.
That'd be great. The rats, would we like those giant size rats that you have in New York?
If we get the bagels that they eat too, so we could have good bagels in this town.
Oh, bagels on the list for me for overrated, underrated, properly rated, because you know me, I don't really like bagels, but I think I found tremendous bagels.
Oh, my.
Just a couple days ago. Right near me. Shockingly.
Under your nose the whole time.
Congestion pricing. Do we want that?
I don't think we do.
Okay, where do we start? I think we got to start with Darnold. Because it was also a couple weeks ago. So in the last couple weeks, I've said they're going to win the Super Bowl. And I've said the debate on Darnold is done, that at minimum, you have to franchise him. 0-10, Dave Harrigan and audience, 651-461-9226. 0-10. 0 is abysmal. 10 is Mahomesian. Tell me the number you have for Sam Darnold. I don't know his middle name. What do you think? I'm saying a traditional middle name. Joseph.
Samuel Joseph Darnold?
It seems, you know. Seems like if you're Samuel, you then have a traditional middle name.
I'm going to go
with that. I'm making that up from, I have no idea.
I think the parents went traditional and then a little bit of new, a little newer. I'm going newer. With Samuel Austin Darnold.
Samuel, why don't you look it up
right
now? 0-10, along with what you'd want from the Jets, who, by the way, have requested an interview with two Vikings officials, not Kevin O'Connell. Kevin O'Connell is going nowhere. Let's just end that. Jake Lazor had a minute left didn't have anything, and said, teams are inquiring about O'Connell. The Wilfs, I bet the Wilfs were even proud of KOC last night. They're going to sign him to a five-year deal. He's going to be making like $10 million. He's going nowhere. Kwesi might get a four-year extension. They might even show KOC how they love him just a little bit more. Just a little bit more. What is the middle name?
Samuel Richard.
Richard?
Darnold.
What is that? That's fairly traditional, right?
I think so.
That's fairly
traditional. Yeah.
Does he go by Dick?
I don't think he does.
No.
He goes by Sam.
Yeah, I would not. I wouldn't. 0-10, Sam Darnold's performance last night for Dave Harrigan was?
1.7.
Yeah. I think that's a... If I have to go over or under, I'd go under. I really would. He was dreadful.
Yes.
He really was. Now, I've got some data from culling sources. And some folks spotted this also, all over the web and some sites that you can follow. He was blitzed 56% of the time last night. 49% of the time, he felt pressure. So half the time when he goes back, he's feeling pressure. The interesting part of all of it, until last night, this is from Collar. He had the best completion percentage against the blitz.
He was great all season long.
We talked about it so many times, right? When teams would blitz, he was great. He faced a lot of pressure. A lot of pressure. Adam's not going to call him Dickie Darnold. Dickie Darnold the rest of the way. Double D! Dickie Darnold. That's very good. The pressure absolutely played a part. And here's another one. They went cover zero, right? Where you're basically sending 7-8 guys 14 times. More than any team has done the entire year. That's what Aaron Glenn did. Aaron Glenn was delivering his potential head coaching resume last night. It was a signature performance for Aaron Darnold. But it was aided by the ineptitude of Darnold. So we can play the 0-10 game again. If we're saying he's a 1 to a 2, how much of that factors in by the way that Glenn had all sorts of success blitzing him? Because it plays a part. There's no doubt. They made it tough. But if you're watching those times in the red zone, and I'm on the record, by the way, I have zero problem with KOC going for it when they're inside the red zone. Absolutely positively zero. WCCO radio host, soon to be the eventual host of Drive Time with Dan Cook. He's got that Wisconsin Badger mindset. Kick the field goals.
Mm-hmm.
You're playing the top offense in the National Football League.
They're going to score points.
They've scored 40 or more 6 times. They're averaging mid-30s. Now, the Vikings' defense was really good, and they scored more late when the game was out of control. I think KOC and Flora should be happy with the way defense played last night. But I had no problem going for it. But let's go over. Jordan Addison. Runs a route to the sidelines in the end zone. Throw him the ball. Jordan Addison, drive later, comes from, I think it might be Naylor's inside him. He's out wide. They run a split. He is open. Darnold is looking at him. Throw the ball. TV did a terrible job on the one where Collinsworth is saying, well, Jefferson normally makes the catch. It was a disastrous throw where he's running the back line of the end zone. He's running from the top of our screen to the lower part of our screen. And God knows what Lions cornerback is out there because they're down to like their 19th. And Jefferson has, what, two strides on him?
Wide open.
Wide open. And he throws it behind him and high. And then the stop and go, his arm is hit. But, man, I watched that replay a couple times. Looked like his arm might have been hit after he released the ball. Jefferson is unbelievably wide open. You can't miss that way. Here are the numbers from some place called OPA Stats, which I never heard of. But here's how they were in the end zone. In the red zone, excuse me. Four times in the red zone. How many TDs do you think they had?
That would be zero.
That'd be zero. Three times have goal to go.
Mm-hmm.
No touchdowns.
That would be zero again.
Two failed fourth and goal attempts. And they also, the now beleaguered, Will Reichert. Is it possible? We talk a lot of body doubles on this show. You know, Saddam Hussein, Melania. Will Reichert disappeared for a while. Is this a different Will Reichert?
Did they give him a new leg? One that's just a little bit twisted up a little bit?
Give him back the old leg.
Yeah. Or bring in the guy that took over for Reichert for those few
weeks. John Parker Romo.
He was pretty good.
He was pretty good. The Vikings' fear of that is they cut Reichert and it turns into a Daniel Carlson situation part two.
Those issues have happened.
That is happening. And again, the dumbest play of the night by the Vikings was Reichert kicking it out of bounds when it's 7-6 and there's 20 seconds to go. I know he slipped, but that sucks some life out of you.
How do you slip in a dome?
It's because he's got this... You have to put the wrong leg back.
That could be, yeah. That's probably it.
By the way, all that data I gave you, according to OPA Stats, that's never happened for one team in 30 years.
No, congratulations.
Never happened for one team in 30 years. So what is bugging you most right now about last night? Or are you saying, namaste, they're 14-3. They exceeded every one of my expectations until last night. They're going to L.A. They're going to play an inferior team. They're going to beat them, and then who knows? Now, if Dan Campbell proves to be prophetic when he said to KOC, see you in 2 weeks, maybe he said see ya. What would you say, see ya or see you?
See ya.
See ya. I think that's closer.
Mm-hmm.
They seem to be close. See you in 2 weeks. Now, if the two favored teams win, that would be see ya in 2 weeks. Would the Vikings rather stare at Detroit or stare at Philly? And if one person texts me, it's tough to beat a team three times, I'm going to track you down. And I'm going to take the air out of your tires. I don't want to hear it once.
Well, it is difficult.
Not if you're better. No, it's not.
Well.
I'd rather be. Who would you rather be? The team that's won twice or the team that's lost twice? Here's how many times I'm going to be the team that wins twice. Every time.
I'd rather be the team that lost twice because that means you're due.
Okay. Okay. We're due for a break.
Mm-hmm.
We've given you a lot of stuff early. I want your feedback. What angers you? The Darnold experience? Are you done with Darnold? Because I'm not done with Darnold yet. If he stinks up the joint in L.A., you might have to go to the 12-year-old next year. He's Benjamin Button, J.J. McCarthy. He might be a toddler by the time they start next year. He looks so young on the sidelines. Was that the ball boy? Was that KOC's oldest son? That really wasn't J.J. McCarthy.
That was the first-round draft pick, Chad.
My God, he looks young. What do you got for me? 651-461-9226. About 98% of the TVs were on that game last night. So rightfully so. We're talking about the purple. Right here on CCO. Congress right now is going state by state, certifying the election. This has happened a few times now where the loser is the vice president. And in this case, for the first time, she has to sit there and listen. Right now, she's leading.
Good
186, 64. What if she, when we get to some of the swing states, she grabs like the envelope. I got this one. I got this one. The great state of Pennsylvania. Whoa, for Kamala Harris. It's kind of what happened January 6, 2021. We'll get to that. At 1:05, we're going to talk magic mushrooms and a task force on legalizing them at in about 10. Overrated. We're moving to 1:35. Scoggins at 2:05. Let's get to your text here on the purple. Why couldn't the line protect Darnold? If I could hit that many times, I would have been throwing the ball over the place too. I felt like he was throwing the ball all over the place even before the pressure started to set in. Is that fair?
Yeah, I mean, he was wild all night. There's no question about that. The pressure didn't help. He was having to escape when he wasn't getting hit.
And it was a great idea by the Lions, right? Yes.
And it worked to perfection.
And bravo to Aaron Glenn. Yeah.
And I was befuddled, I think as many were, why the game plan didn't seem to change. You know, third quarter when they were still in it, there was like a 3rd and 8 or something like that. Darnold drops back and gets sacked, and they show the overhead view from behind as the pressure's getting them. And there's one route that's kind of a drag route, you know, short of the sticks, and then three receivers still going way down. Like, what are you? Why are we picking a play that takes so long to develop when for 2.5 quarters they've already shown they can get to your guy before he can get before the receivers can make a break?
That's my biggest pet peeve with O'Connell last night. And I like his offense where it's not the dink and dunk. It's not the check down. And how many times have we watched Darnold, especially on those sideline routes, 15 to 20 yard throws, missiles just right on target. But when they're bringing everybody, cover zero, 14 times more than anybody's done all year. When they're blitzing 56% of the time. KOC, we love you. A screen, a slant, a shorter route.
Yeah, give the guys, like you said, cover zero. Give them a chance to break a tackle and go.
It's just, here's a novel concept. Cover zero, throw it to JJ and say, we trust you're going to get it.
Yeah, instead we're airmailing JJ, airmailing TJ Hawkinson.
That's what I'm saying, because there are plenty of those throws before he got to the red zone failure where he was overthrowing those guys. Mm-hmm. See, Jordan Addison's dad was all upset again. Jordan Addison's dad doesn't hide his anger on social media. I think we might have to pay attention to the Addison family. The Addison family away from the field gives us some material, let's just say. great line. I swear I saw a note from McCarthy's mom pinned to his shirt giving them permission to let him play. So good. Darnold hung into the ball forever all game long. That's because most of these routes are long developing. More tech. Sam was a solid 2 last night. Chad, he never settled down to make the play. Completely embarrassing performance. We're the better team. We really didn't show up to win. I know they were not the better team. You cannot say that. They lost 31-9. And, you know, Sue Dogg wrote about this a little bit today. Was it, did he choke? I don't know about choke. But it seemed like the game overwhelmed him. So am I just being PC here? Am I
Probably
pulling punches?
Are. I think you are.
Because he did not meet the moment.
No. He did not make the plays that he's made almost all season long when they were there right in front of him. And you can say that about him. You can say that about a couple receivers. You can say that about the O-line. You can say that about the coaching staff.
Correct. So, no. They were not the better team last night. Somebody's saying the Purple are going to lose the Rams next Monday night. Well, if they do, as you pointed out in the email today, they would have to be the only team in the history of the NFL for the totality of the season, which counts the playoffs, to lose four games and to lose them to two teams twice. No way.
In consecutive weeks each time.
There's no way that's ever been done before.
Let's vote for history, folks. Come on.
Yeah. The offensive line was ineffective. Why didn't they run the ball 3 yards on us and trying to pass? Okay, let's get to run. That's another blind spot for O'Connell.
Mm-hmm.
And I know he's running more. Here's O'Connell. Could come back. I mean, can you look at how many rush attempts Aaron Jones had this year? Because it's a big number. And again, the Cam Akers story, great again last night on that on that big run. The timing is Jones is getting some treatment or he's going to the bathroom. Whatever he's doing, he's not on the sidelines yet. And as Akers is running, there's Aaron Jones walking up the sidelines the opposite way. You know, Jones has rushed the ball well over 200 times, right?
255 carries.
That's a lot of carries, right?
Yeah, and then add in, you know, handful of catches.
Right. I still feel like that KOC doesn't run the ball enough. And I thought last night there were ample opportunities where you're like, Kevin, you got to run the ball a little more. And then I pointed that out, and then they started running. And then, of course, on Twitter, I had to say, couldn't know KOC is monitoring my Twitter.
Yeah, well, they had the great the Cam Akers breakaway for 40 yards, whatever that was. But, you know, inside the five-yard line, I think they ran the ball once. And, you know, the problem is they weren't getting anything when they were running the ball close to the goal line, you know?
Yeah, I think they were doing that later. I just think there were more chances to balance it out. But you nailed it, by the way, Trump, no shock. He's already over the 270. Wow. It's interesting when things are calm, how it works out and how the American voters' views are reflected.
Hmm.
A day of love also taking place today. KOC gets credit because those guys were open. Doesn't get credit for me because I thought there were chances to run more. And also, you got to give Darnold a little bit more of a chance, especially when he's not throwing the ball. A little more screens, slants, just short drags, as you said. Darnold, a lot of pressure, but he is. That was Jacksonville like, right? That was like that game. I don't think Hockenson had a great game because he couldn't escape coverage enough.
Nobody could.
Yeah, and they were very physical. Why not? I don't fault them in a game where the officials are trying to find ways to not be involved. Be physical. I thought Flores and the Vikings defense kind of sounds silly when the opponent scored 31 points. I thought they were good. How about Gibbs? As I forget where I read it today, I forgot. Gibbs, when they tried to run the ball early, they were having no success with Gibbs.
Mm-hmm.
His first six carries, you know what he had total?
Nothing.
A yard. And then in the end, he was by far the best player on the field. We'll get back to it later. Mushrooms. Are we going to legalize more? The chair of the task force on this report, who's advocating for it, joins us next.